A special kind of court in Ada County is acting as a model for judges and others all around the country in the fight against domestic violence. Last year, the Department of Justice's Office on Violence Against Women picked the Ada County Domestic Violence Court as one of just three mentor courts in the country. Since then, Ada County has been making good on its role to help guide other courts find new ways to handle these types of cases. Samantha Wright took a closer look.
Rick and Tess laugh a lot. After 22 years together, they finish each other's sentences and tease each other constantly.
Yeah, I get the one in a million.
Yeah, me too.
Rick and Tess didn't want to use their real names, but they wanted to talk about their experience with Ada County's domestic violence court.
I do appreciate what they've done and how it's gone. I mean, honestly, it's been pretty fair. I don't disagree with it.
It all started about 3 years ago when the pair were having what Tess calls a mutual argument. Tess says there was a physical altercation and Rick was arrested and convicted of domestic violence. Soon the couple was sent to Ada County's Domestic Violence Court, also known as DV Court. It's different from a regular criminal court where defendants and victims can get bogged down in the system and often face a variety of different judges. Judge Carolyn Mender created DV Court in Ada County after spending 8 years in a traditional court.
It's a huge, high-volume court. I would arraign somebody, and their cases would be set out 3 to 4 months for a pretrial conference. The difference in our court is that 1 week after arraignment, they see a domestic violence judge, and the discovery is complete.
That means in the first week, court officials have already talked to the defendant, the victim, and the family. The goal is to resolve the case in under 2 months. A traditional court can take more than twice that long before the case is heard. Mender says by then, DV court defendants have already pled their case and started treatment programs.
These cases resolve in such a short window that families are less disrupted. They don't get evicted. They're no longer homeless. Kids don't have to come into foster care because they're homeless. And so when the criminal justice system intersects with violence, it completely changes what the outcome can be if you do it quickly and you do it thoughtfully.
Mender created the One Family, One Judge Court in 2006. Instead of hopping from criminal to family court, defendants and victims deal with just one judge, either Mender or James Cawthon.
They've got one judge. They've got one court who knows their situation, knows their family, and who can quickly respond to the criminal case and then also address the issues pertaining to the family and the children involved.
Cawthon and Mender are far more likely to put defendants on supervised probation. That's because DV Court emphasizes defendant accountability and behavioral change. Defendants spend up to a year in classes to help with things like substance abuse and violence prevention. Defendants must check in regularly with the court. Mender provides encouragement if things are going well or new penalties if the defendant doesn't take an active role in treatment.
We truly want to have this be meaningful in their lives so that we give them the tools that they need not to be back before the court. And they change their lives to the point that their children aren't going to be following in their steps.
Speed and judicial leadership make this court special, says Katie Crank. She's the senior manager of domestic violence programs at the Center for Court Innovation. The center helps jurisdictions set up specialized courts and evaluates how they're working. Crank has found that fast-tracking cases help stop the cycle of violence.
Because domestic violence has a lot to do with power and control, and a person who's a victim of domestic violence can have their safety really threatened by their abusive partner, it's often very important to address the underlying issues as soon as possible.
A 2010 Idaho Supreme Court review of DV Court found more defendants pled guilty than in traditional court. They were more closely monitored. They had more meetings with probation officers and judges than traditional court offenders. When polled, victims reported feeling safe. And DV Court defendants tended to have a positive outlook on the process. With the court's help, Rick and Tess say their outlook has changed.
With this court system, it does force you to take accountability for your actions and for your life.
Yeah, but it's also up to the individual how far they're going to take it. But if you can just accept it, this is your mistake, you got yourself where you're at, just get through it, learn from it.
Rick's case is up for review this afternoon. Rick and Tess say after almost 3 years since the incident that sent them to domestic violence court, they're ready to try things on their own. They feel like they've been set up to succeed. For KPSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.